SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome to the program. In today's edition, Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation reminds vendors to operate in designated areas. And in glimpses of Jamaica, we make paper boats. That and much more after this. During the Yuletide season, the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KSAC, gave special permission to vendors to operate in areas not previously designated for vending. Now that the season is behind us, the KSAC is reminding vendors, particularly in downtown Kingston, to ply their wares only in designated vending areas.
We need the cooperation of all law-abiding Jamaicans and all of our citizens who believe that there is a future to be protected in Kingston and St. Andrew. Because often when we move to do what we need to do, there are howls of cry about what you're doing against the liquor man, without understanding that this is needed to ensure that this city is an economically viable one.
Mayor of Kingston, Senator Angela Brown Burke, speaking at the KSAC monthly meeting recently. She says over the next few weeks, various meetings will be held with stakeholders, including Commissioner of Police Owen Ellington, representatives from the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, vendors, merchants and their representatives to discuss vending in the corporate area. Though Jamaica, like other countries, has been affected by the global recession, the country is making steady steps towards economic growth. The annual inflation rate fell to 11.7% in 2010 from 16.8% in the baseline year 2007, while the nominal GDP per capita increased to $4,979 in 2010 from $4,802 in 2007. For more information on the country's progress, go to vision2030.gov.jm.
For men and women.
Equality.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs and Dispute Resolution Foundation, paid for by the UN Women Fund for Gender Equality.
And here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
In the afternoon, coming from school, then we used to, as soon as the rain started to fall, we would make some boats, some little boats, and we drop them in the water. We would normally walk miles and watch them, like the boat, you watch the boat on the sea. You could see maybe a dozen boys doing that same thing every evening. It used to be nice, very nice. And that was some of the activities that we used to do.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or simply give us a call at 926-359024. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. Thanks to my engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Ruth Ann Carr, just reminding you to walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.